Shalom Aleichem. My name is Rabbi Adam Dublin. Our learning this evening is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Velvel Zev Ben Andar Zev Zelenko. Additionally, this week we are sponsored L'Uli Nishmas Chaim Yitzchak Ben Michael Shlomo. If you're interested in sponsoring, please reach out to the team at 917-626-8306 or visit shareenjoyment.com. Additionally, as always, all of my learning is L'Zecher Nishmas Rabbi Mori Moshe David Ben Yitzchak Isaac. So this week's parsha, as we know, is parsha Vayikra, and it's the first Parsha and Sefer Vayikra. It also happens to be that tonight's Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, and the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's the first parsha we're going to be leaning in Chodesh Nisan, leading up, of course, to Pesach coming sooner than we might want to think. And before we get into it, I just want to mention that there's this idea that when children are coming to learn Chumash for the first time, that there's a custom, not everyone follows, but there's a custom that they should learn Parsha Vayikra, at least part of Parsha Vayikra, as the first parsha that they learn, because it talks about the karbanos, which of course are about tahara, things that are tahor to make people. I mean, there's a lot of different types of karbanos, but it's things that need to be done in a state of tahara, a state of purity. I hate to use the word purity because it's not the exact translation, but the idea that it needs to be, that it's dealing with things that are about purity, and to use that colloquial translation. And so too, children are totally pure, so to speak, totally tahor. They have nothing, especially when they're beginning to learn Chumash, they have nothing in their mind, so to speak, that would go against this idea of things that are pure. You can teach a child anything, and he or she will just want to learn more and more because that's what their pure desire for learning, knowledge, understanding the world. And so there's this idea that you want to engage the Limud Torah, at the beginning of it, of those who are in a state of tahara, in engaging in a limud that is about tahara, things that are completely pure. So that's just an aside there. And I think it mentioned, it reflects a little bit into Chodesh Nisan, that, you know, what is it that we're the big yontif everyone's thinking about in Chodesh Nisan, obviously, is yontif of Pesach. And there's a lot of halachas obviously involved with Pesach. One of them, of course, being the Korban Pesach, that you have to be in a state of tahara, a state of in ritual purity, not being tamei meis, in order to engage in the korban Pesach. And so this is, again, just I felt like a tying all in together. You have this idea of tahara coming through in three different angles. That's not what I'm focusing on the next several minutes. Hopefully, I'm not going to run too much over time tonight. But we're going to go very first pasuk in the Sefer Vayikra. Says Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Elav Me'el Mohed Leimor. That Hashem spoke to Moshe, and he spoke to him from within the Moed to tell the B'nai Yisrael. I'm not going to really look in Rashi because it's not relevant to what it is that I want to speak about, but to go straight into the Midrash. The Midrash is going to discuss, this Midrash is the third Midrash in the Parsha, to discuss the different names of Moshe, like and why that's important, that the Pasuk says, again, that Vayikra Moshe. That Hashem called to Moshe. So again, just thinking that the Midrash says Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Simon said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Chama Avua, the Rabbi Yeshaya b'shem Rabbi Amri, and Rabbi Chana, the father of Rabbi Yeshaya, said in the name of Rav. Lo nitzan divrei hayamim ela lidrosh. The Sefer Divrei Hayamim, the Book of Chronicles, was only given to be interpreted in a homiletical sense, b'derech drush. So Sefer Divrei Hayamim, which chronicles the genealogies of the B'nai Yisrael, starting with Adam Harishon, often uses several names for a single individual. So further, most of the narratives that appear in Sefer Divrei Hayamim already appear in the Sefer Malachi, Book of Kings, or elsewhere, and therefore, in the plain meaning of the pshat, they are redundant. Therefore, much of the Divrei Hayamim was written for the purpose of drush, of exegetical purpose, exegesis. Sorry, as the Midrash proceeds, it was going to go on to elaborate. The Midrash illustrates this with the following analysis of the pasuk: V'ishto hayihidaya yalda es yered Avi Gedoy Vazimer. And his wife Yehudaya, the wife of Hayudaya, bore Yared, the father of Gedor. Now, it's a hard name to pronounce, and the Midrash currently understands the word Hayudaya here to be a name Yehudaya, that is from someone from Shevet Yehuda. Just to put that out there, it's not necessarily a person's name, but that's from Shevet Yehuda. Anyway, the father of Gedor and Heber, and the father of Socho and Yuchusio, father of Zenoach, and these are the sons of Abisia Bas Paro, whom Mered married. This is again Sefer the Rehayamim, Perik Dalit Pasuk Yudchet. Ve'ishto Hayehudia Zol Yocheved, and this Yehudaite wife was actually Yocheved. V'chi Mishifto Shel Yehuda Haisa V'halo Mishifto Shel Levi Haisa. Now Yocheved was from Shevet Yehuda. That's the question. Well, was she not from Shevet Levi? That wasn't actually the daughter of Shevet Levi. You know, of Levi, as we see in Sefer B'Midbar, Perek Chav Vav, that the name of Avram's wife is Yocheved, the Bas Levi. V'lama Nikra Shma Yehudia. So why is her name then Yehudia? Al Shem Amida Yehudim Ba'olam, because she brought the Yehudim, the Jews, into the world. That is, the words Be'ishto Yehudia should be translated as his Jewish wife, not his Yehudaite wife. When she served as one of the two midwives, again, well, we understand that the midwives were Shifra and Pua, and so that was Yocheved and Miriam. So when she served as one of the midwives, Yocheved refused to obey the orders of Paro to kill all of the male children as they were born. Yocheved is called Shifra by the Torah because the Bnei Yisrael increased because of her, and Shifra is a contraction of the word Shifparu v'rabu, that they were fruitful and multiplied. That's according to the Eitz Yosef, based on Midrash Shmos Rabu. Alternatively, the Midrash means that Yocheved brought Yidden into the world through giving birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. For Moshe brought all of the Bnei Yisrael under the wings of the Shechina. That's based off the Zayis Ra'anan to Yaakov Shimoni. The Torah also notes that there's a difficulty with her Midrash. How could it be that his Jewish wife refers to Yocheved, and Yocheved's husband Amram was not mentioned anywhere else in Divrei Hayamim? Indeed, Chazal say in Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph understood that his Jewish wife is referring to Kali, mentioned in their pasuk Tesvav in this section, this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and they identify Kali and his wife with Mered and Bisya, who are mentioned at the end of pasuk Yud Ches. Back into the Midrash. Yad es Yered ze Moshe. So she bore Yered, this is Moshe. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa of Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa and Rabbi Simon dispute the reason that Moshe is called Yered. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Amar, Yered shehoirid es hatayra amil mailu lamata. Because Rabbi Chanina bar Papa said that he's called Yered and the pasuk because he brought down Horid the Torah from Shemaim above to the world below. So, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa interprets the word Yared as meaning to go down. The Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to bring down the Torah is alluded to in the pasuk in the Sefer Mishlei, Perek Chaf Al, pasuk Chaf Beis, that the wise one went up to the city of the strong and brought down the strength of the trust. So you can see further different explanation why Moshe is called Yered from the Gemara Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, cited by the Rishash over there. Okay. Davar Acher, another interpretation, Yered Shehoirid Es Shechina Mil Ma'alu L'Mata. Alternatively, he's called Yered because he brought down the Shechina from the Shemayim down to the world below. The Moshe brought the Shechina down from Shemayim is indicated by the pasuk in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph, which says that let them be prepared for the third day. For the third day, Hashem shall descend in the sight of the entire people at Har Sinai, and see also the Mahar Tzu. Back in the Midrash, it says, "Amar Rabbi Simon, ein lashon yered el lashon melucha." So Rabbi Simon disagreed and said the word yered in the pasuk connotes nothing aside from dominion or melucha. Come on, the same are the yard my miyam ad yam, as it says, may he dominate the yard from the sea to sea. This is from a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Ayin Beis pasuk Ches. Because ki hu yored yod, sorry, rode bechol aver hanahar, and it is written that he ruled rode over the entire area between the Euphrates, beyond the Euphrates. This we see in Sefer Malachim, Aleph, Perek, Hey. Accordingly, Moshe is called Yared because he ruled as a melech, as a king, over Israel. And so, in fact, Tanakh refers to Moshe as a melech. We see in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Hey, that he became king over Yeshurun. See the Ibn Ezra on that Pasuk. Avi Gdor Rabbi Huna Bar Acha Amar, Harbeg Gedorin Amdul Israel, that the father of Gedor, Rahuna and Bar Acha, said that there were many fence makers, and Gedor Geder are connected. That is, the people who build fences around the Torah, mending the breaches and the observance of mitzvahs. They are people who again, because Gedorin gather their fences. Okay. And Moshe was the father, the chief one of all of them. He's therefore called the father of Gedor in the pasuk. Chever shechiver es habonim avihim shebeshemayim. Moshe is called chever. In the pasuk, because he chiber the Bnei Yisrael to their Shabbashamayim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That is, he did so by building the Mishkan, and as it says in the pasuk, Sefer Shmos, Perek Chaf, Hey, Ba'asu li mikdash shechasanti b'seichem, that they shall make for me a Mishkan, a sanctuary, and I will dwell among them. The chiber, adjoining. Chaver also means a friend, but it's all connected to the connotation of connection, being connected. Davar acher chaver she'amid ha'priyinus lavol. Another explanation: Moshe is called chaver in part because he averted heavier calamity from coming to the world. The word the chaver is expounded, is written as if it was a hey instead of a ches for. As the guttural letters can be interchangeable for purpose of drush, so it sounds like the word heavier, removed, according to the Matzus Kuhunim. Alternatively, the name chever is borrowed from the expression chover chaver, that the Torah is the term for an animal charmer who gathers or joins together snakes into one place. see Rashi on Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph. In order to protect people from harm, they're joined together. So too, when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, the world became protected from destruction. If not for the Bnei Yisrael had received the Torah, the world would have been destroyed. The Rashi in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf, Lamed Aleph, also Sefer Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Hey, and also Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalit. Moshe Rabbeinu averted calamity from coming to the world. For yet another interpretation, you can also look at the Eshet HaNechalim. There's a lot of things, a lot here. Okay, back in the Midrash, I do want to see if I can finish it, even though we're running a bit late. Avi Soicho Shahaya Avihin Shel Nevi'im Shesoichin Baruch Kodesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu is called the father of Soichu in the Pasuk because he was the father of all the Nevi'im who see Soichin through the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, divine inspiration, that all the Nevi'im received HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words through visions or dreams were somewhat lacking clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, was completely clear. Aspaklaria ha-me'ira. He could see clearly. He spoke face to face, so to speak. Rabbi Levi Amar Lashon Ravi, who the Rabbi Levi said that Seichel is actually an Arabic word. Ravi Kurin Lenovi Sakya, an Arabic prophet, is called a Sakya, seer. So see also in the Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Test. Yekusiel, Moshe is called Yekusiel in the pasuk. Rabbi Levi Rabbi Simon Amru, She'asa es Habonim Mekavin La'avihim She'bashamayim. So Rabbi Levi Rabbi Simon said it's because he caused the Bnei Yisrael to look up with hope to their father in heaven. Avi Zenoyach, Zen Moshe Shahaya es Lemaznichim. The father of Zenoyach, this too is another name for Moshe, who was called this because his father, he was the father of all those who caused Israel to abandon Lemaznichim, his Nichim, Avodah Zarah. He caused them to abandon the Avodah Zarah, to walk away from it, as we see from the Pasuk. Although there are others who caused Israel to abandon the Avodah Zarah, those who had fallen into it, such as many of the Malachim, Yeshaya, Chizkiyahu, etc., none were successful as Moshe Rabbeinu. And Israel never again worshipped the Avodah Zarah in Moshe's lifetime. So for this reason, he's called the father of those who caused the Israel to stop idol worship. Okay? So it's written in the context of the Egel Zahav that we just read about a couple of weeks ago. He ground it to a fine powder and sprinkled it over the water. He made the Bnei Yisrael drink from it. Those who were guilty of having worshipped the Egel Zahav died as a result of drinking the water. And it just goes on further. It says, Ze'el Bnei Abisia Bas Paro, and these are the sons of Abisia Bas Paro, daughter of Paro. That is, all the children mentioned previously in the Pasuk are children of Basia. Since these names have been expounded to revert to Moshe Rabbeinu, it follows that Moshe Rabbeinu was considered to be the son of Basia, even though Yocheved was actually her mother. Rabbi Yeshua, the Sichnin, the shame Rabbi Levi, Yeshua of Sichnin said in Rabbi Levi, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levisia Bas Paro. Hashem said to the daughter of Paro, Basia, Moshe lo haya b'neich ukroso b'neich. Moshe was not your son, but yet you called him your son. So we see a pasuk in Sefer Shmos, in Perek Beis, pasuk Yud, says that the boy grew up and she brought him to the daughter of Paro, and he was a son to her. Therefore, although you are not my daughter, I will call you my daughter, because Basia raised Moshe Rabbeinu and took care of him as if he were her own son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded her, in considering her as quote-unquote his daughter, although she was not born a member of an Israel. So she was a convert. Shenemar, Ela b'nei Bisya Basika. As it says, these are the sons of Basia, which is to be interpreted as a contraction of two words, Baska, that is the daughter of Hashem. Ashelach Mered Ze Kalev, so who married, is another name for Kalev, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon, is an interpretation as to why Mered can be identified with Kalev. Chav Amar Ze Mered, Ba'atzas Miraglaim, Miraglim rather, Zo Marda Ba'atzas Aviyah. One said this one, Kalev, rebelled Marad against the plans of the Miraglim, and this one, Basia, rebelled against the plan for her father. Yavom Merid Yikach Es Hamuredes. So it's fitting that one rebel should come to marry another rebel, so to speak. The Chabamer, Ze Yitzil Es Hatzain. And this one said, this one, Kalev rescued the sheep, which was Bnei Yisrael, and this one, Basi, rescued the shepherd. Of course, there's Moshe Rabbeinu. Yud Shemos Nikralo L'Moshe. So Moshe was called by a total of 10 names. Yered Chever, Yikusiel, Avigdor, Avisoichel, Avizanoyach, six have already been discussed. We mentioned Yered Heber, Kusiel Avigedor, Avisoichel, and Avizanoyach. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Eloi Amar, Tuvia Shmai. He's also named as Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, since he's also called Tuvia. Hadahu Dichthiv, Vetera Oso Kitaiv, who? Excuse me, it's written in the Pasuk regarding Moshe's birth. He saw that, she saw that he was good, that he was Tuvia. Kituvia, who? Which we interpret to mean that he was Tuvia. Rabbi Yishmael Bar Ami Amar, Av Shmai Shmai. Rabbi Yishmael Bar Ami said he was also named Shmaya. At Rabbi Yeshua bar Nehemiah, who perish hadin kriya. So Rabbi Yeshua bar Nehemiah came and expounded the pasuk according to Yishmael bar Ami's teaching. Says vichatvein Shmaya ben Nesano Seifel. Shmaya son of Nesano Seifer. That one of the Levim recorded him in presence of the Melech and the officers and the Tzaddik HaKoyin and Achimelech, the son of Aviasa HaKoyin. As we see, it's in Sefer Divrei HaYamim, Perek Chaf Dalim. The Shmaya Sheshama Ka Tzilasi. So Moshe is called Shmaya in the Pasuk because the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shema heard his Tzilah. Ben the son of the Gomer, and the Pasuk says Ben the son, etc. Ben Shenitna Lo Toira Miyad Liad. The Moshe is called Ben the son in the Pasuk because the son to whom the Torah was given, Nitna, from the hand of Hashem to the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hasefer Shahaya Seifin Shel Yisrael. He's called the Seifer in the Pasuk because he was the scribe of Yisrael. Levi Shaya Meshito Shel Levi. He's called the Levi because he was from Shevet Levi. Lifnei Melech the Hasaran Lifnei Melech Malchim Lachim Kodesh Baruch Hu Oveis Dino. In the presence of the king, the officers, it means Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem in his court, so to speak. But Tzadik Ze Aharon Hakayin, and Tzadik, this is Aharon Hakayin. The Achimelech Shahaya Achiv Shel Melech, and Achimelech refers to Aaron as well because he was the brother, the Ach of the king, the Melech, who, of course, we said previously was Moshe Rabbeinu here. Ben Eviasar, Sheviter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Yadav Masneh HaEgel. Ben Eviasar refers to Aaron HaKohen as well because our father, Av, the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he forgave Viter, Yisrael, for the Chet HaEgel because of him. And so, Rabbi Tanchuma b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Karachi Omer. So the ninth name Rabbi Tanchuma said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karachi. Af Levi ha'yishmo al ikar mishpachtei. Well, Rabbi Moshe said a name is also Levi after Levi, who was the father of Shevet Levi. Hallo Aaron achicha ha'Levi. As is written, is there not Aaron your brother the Levi? Shevet Levi, even though he's a Kohen, he was from Shevet Levi. As we know, all Kohenim were from Shevet Levi. See this in the Perek Dalid, Pasuk Yud Dalid of Sefer Shmos. Just as Aaron is called the Levi, so too Moshe Rabbeinu was Levi. Moshe Hare Yud. And the tenth name that together with Moshe, they are a total of 10 names. And this concludes, Amar Rabbi Amar Lo Yekodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chayecha, by your life, Mikol Shemos Shenikur Lecha, all of the names that you were called, Inu Kura Oscha Ella Bishem Shekarasacha Bisya Bas Parum. I will call you only by the name that you were given by Basya, the daughter of Parum. But Tikra Shmoy Moshe. And so she called his name Moshe, as we mentioned before. And so the Pasuk says, Zikra El Moshe. Therefore, our Pasuk says, he called out to Moshe. Although each of the 10 names describes a characteristic or an attribute of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu chose to call him only by the name that was given to him by Basia, because she was beloved as a Ger Tzedek, as we mentioned before. There's more I was going to say on this, but I already see that it's past our ending time. So I wish everyone a good Shabbos, Zagiv, and a good Chodesh, Zagiv.